entertainment purposes only. Void where prohibited.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
That's what I'm talking about. Sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. We're at Chick-fil-A of Clemson, as you are every single college football Friday. Mr. Or 24, I have 8 Tigers for Tata's wristbands left. 8. I won't leave here till we sell all 8. All your proceeds go to the Dabo and Kathleen's All In Foundation. Hey, did you see over at Subway yesterday, Dabo and Kathleen making subs with Holly Rowe over there?
I did see that. Quite a little show for Quag and Kelly yesterday.
That was great. That was fantastic. Come out here. $5 a piece. 100% of the proceeds go to the All In Foundation. I'm not leaving till I sell all 8 of
these. Are you making some sandwiches, some biscuits this morning, some fries? What are you doing over there?
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah, for sure I can do that. Before I take a break, before I get to the next segment here, Zach, you know how Ben Milstead gives me a hard time about my good friends and having lunch with people?
Yes.
Yesterday I had lunch with Sean Cartmell, former Clemson goalie, national championship winning goalie, who works at Tiger Sports Shop. He's my good friend. I had lunch with him yesterday. So I want to tell you about Tiger Sports Shop. Mm-hmm. I go by both locations. I will go this weekend. We're going to have company in town this weekend, and I know we'll go there, and we'll drop some coin in there, and we'll come out with great-looking stuff. If you're in town for homecoming, 2 great locations. You know, normally if you don't get here very often, they're open on Sunday, by the way, if you can't make it over, from homecoming activities, they're open on Sunday. Downtown Clemson, College Avenue, Tiger Boulevard, right here on 93. That's 123. You're going to absolutely love Tiger Sports Shop. Everything you need. Cool weather is here. I've got my hoodie on this morning from Tiger Sports Shop. I do it all the time. And again, just to be clear, Zach, I had lunch yesterday with my very good friend, Sean Cartmell of Tiger Sports Shop. Just to be very clear about that. TigerSports.com. I just want to be very, very clear about that.
It's crystal clear about that.
Yeah. I want to get to Delvin, and then I have a thought. We've got to do a biggies this segment. And then, Mr. War 24, I have a thought about one of Dabo's responses earlier in the week about pressure. Let's get to Delvin first, though. Delvin, you've been very patient with us, my friend. I can't thank you enough. I really hope you're doing well this morning.
Yeah, a couple of things. First of all, I always come to you Friday, but you'll keep a Clemson to pull out a victory against Tennessee State team tomorrow. I want to get your kill on that. And also, is Bill Self going to be coaching at the beginning of the year, this year for Kansas? Or do you think he'll do one of those administrative leagues? Because everything, it's key, like more and more information keep coming out against Kansas.
Yeah. Let me answer the second one first. For those that have not seen it yet, It doesn't look good for some of the comments coming out of Bill Self about the trial and about Kansas and Bill Self. In case you missed it yesterday, Michael Schechter, who is an attorney for Adidas executive James Gatto, told the jury that Gatto approved a $20,000 payment to Finney Falgame, who is a guardian of Silvio De Sousa, current Kansas player. It was $20,000. The attorney said, quote, "The evidence I shall submit shows that Kansas head coach knew of and asked for a payment to be made to Silvio De Sousa's handler. More than that, Self requested just the kind of help that Mr. Gasnola arranged as a condition for Self to permit Adidas to continue their sponsorship of the University of Kansas." What he's saying there is that if Adidas wanted to remain Kansas's shoe company, you got to do stuff like this. He requested a $20,000 payment to Silvio De Sousa's mom and handler there, and I don't think it looks very good at all. Kansas just announced a 12-year extension with Adidas in 2017 for $191 million. Bill Self has got a long-term contract there as well. But how do you – now, Kansas people, their fans – I told you I've got some friends out there that say, man, they think he's Lily White here. But how do you go into a season knowing that your coach asked for a shoe company to pay a kid $20,000? How can you coach? How can you not get fired for it? I don't understand how in the world Will Wade, Bill Self, Well, obviously Rick Pitino's not in. How do you do this? How do you have a job? They'll do it. They'll sweep under the rug and they'll go, "Oh, we deny it. We didn't do. There's no way at all." But
yeah, because he did say he's gonna come in after the trial is over.
Self said that.
Yeah.
Well, Will Wade, they've got him on tape talking to the Adidas guy, saying, "Hey, we need to get this thing done with Zion. I'll make sure that happens. Let's get this thing done with Zion and the money that was going to be given to his dad or the jobs or the cars or whatever." And then he said, "You know, let me close my door so I can talk about this. Let's get this thing done." And then he comes out the very next day and says that he's never dealt with this guy before, never done business with him before. Like, what? Dude, you're on tape. Like, seriously, do you think I'm an idiot? Do you take me for an idiot? We got you on tape? Anyway, good point. Devin, I appreciate the phone call. I'll touch on the Clemson NC State stuff now. Thanks for calling in. As far as keys go, Ryan Finley is really, really good. Ryan Finley's one of the best quarterbacks in the country. I get it. He's thrown a few picks as the season goes on. He puts the ball in jeopardy a little bit as the season goes on. So I would say Clemson defense needs to pressure a little bit, bat some balls up in the air a little bit. You know, in that quick game, strip a ball or two, get a couple turnovers in there. And then I still think balance on offense. I know ETN, I know they're going to try to shut down ETN or try to hold it out of the big plays. I don't think they're going to try to shut ETN down. I think ETN's going to get a lot of 4 to 6 and 7 to 8 yard carries. But I don't think you'll see ETN. I think they'd like to limit those 50 and 60 yard carries. That's the too high look. I think Clemson needs to be very efficient on offense. Does that make sense, Zach? Let's convert something. Let's get good first down yardage. Let's be patient. And let's get some efficiency, some third down conversions. I'm not sure the big play is going to be available tomorrow. I'm not sure Clemson can hit on that. I'd love to come on Monday and say I was wrong, but I think NC State's going to play very high, very deep, too high look to try to limit Clemson's big plays.
Let me ask you this. Is Clemson the kind of team, kind of offense, that has to be patient and let teams give them what they give them and be methodical down the field and throughout the game? Or is Clemson the kind of offense that could impend its will on somebody and do what they want to at any point in the game?
Well, you can do what you want to, except for if they're bound and determined not to give up the deep ball and not to give up the long run. I don't know how you do that. You can't just, you know, if they're going to be, you know, that deep in their safety look, you're not going to throw into coverage, are you?
No, but you can throw underneath that coverage right in front of it all day.
Yeah. So that's what you do. Again, this is a guess. My guess is that's what NC State wants to do. My guess is that Clemson, they're going to force Clemson to be patient and to matriculate it down the field. And my guess is you'll see a lot of short balls, a lot of the screen stuff, a lot of the quick out stuff, a lot of the slant stuff, a lot of the underneath stuff, and maybe some stuff to backs, maybe some passing stuff to backs, and then a running game. When you play that too high look, be patient. You got to run the ball. You know, Wayne Gallman was great at that. If you took away Deshaun's deep balls, Wayne Gallman was great at pounding it. And so I think ETN will be a big part of not the 60-yard runs, but a lot of 6, 8, 10, 12-yard runs. I think Clemson can do that.
I don't buy that as much as you keep selling that this week, where you put those two deep safeties and you're going to avoid those 60-yard runs. When ETN gets going there, he's sporadic. He's dramatic in his runs almost. And, you know, I think Tyler said it kind of uniquely here on the show when he was with us. He's not seeing people. He's seeing the touchdown, right? He's not seeing defenders. He sees the end zone. He's a guy in open space. It's as dangerous as anybody in the country. I wouldn't just assume that those safeties can come up and make a tackle each and every time on Travis Etienne.
But I think you got to give me this at least, that you put 8 in the box, and how many times do you see the short yardage where do you jam the box up there and you jam every line of scrimmage and somebody breaks through and it's a long touchdown run?
Sure.
That the higher you play your safeties, the less chance you give of giving up a big play in the running game.
Sure.
So, I mean, you know, as fast as he's going to be, as long as they can keep you in front of him, you know, keep you in front of him. And they got to tackle well now. I mean, you know, you still got to get him on the ground. But I think their game plan is going to be the exact opposite of Wake Forest. Their safeties will be in play. Wake Forest safety, part of the reason Clemson ran it for so much, Wake Forest safeties weren't in play at all. That they were close to the line of scrimmage, and they were dropping the covers, they didn't make the right reads, and they weren't very athletic, they were slow. NC State safeties are better. So, I personally think that's what you'll see. And so, I'm going to disagree with you. I think it's going to be a nickel and dime. You got nickel and dime on death, and be patient. But you can do that.
I'm going to say he breaks one this Saturday.
I hope he does. I think he does. I just think that schematically, it's harder to break one when they're guarding against that. Normally, when they shut down the run, Zach, mm-hmm. you're gonna jam eight in the box. And you know what? There's a chance if you play a one high look up there, you've got eight down. You know, you drop that safety down in there. That there's a chance if he breaks the line of scrimmage with great speed, you can go the distance. That's how you normally stop the run, load the box. I'm not sure they're going to load the box. I think they're going to play a really, really high look with the safeties back there and make sure they don't give it up. So you can run the ball on them, but you're going to have to be patient with it, if that makes sense.
Sure.
If we don't have anybody on hold.
We do not.
Let's do some Biggie.
Ooh.
That is Biggie Smalls. That is
the artist,
my guy,
formerly known as Biggie Smalls.
I'm not sure he's from the Notorious B.I.G. By the way, you know you've got some pretty good thing going when your name is Christopher Wallace, but you're known as Notorious B.I.G., Biggie Smalls, or Biggie. When you have three nicknames, that's pretty doggone good. We call this our Biggie.
You think he's still alive, don't you?
Oh, yeah. He's running a fishing guide service up in North Myrtle Beach.
Hey, very interesting that we're carrying over Conspiracy Theory Thursdays to Conspiracy Theory Fridays.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why would you not, man? You got everybody trying to shoot at you. Now he doesn't. Now he just goes out in the fishing boat all day long. Hey, we call this Biggie because we all know the big games of the week that gets Zach Orr's attention. If it is a game of the week, you're not going to peel away. You're going to try to hold your bladder because you want to watch the game. You're not even going to the bathroom. What's it sound like? If it's a game that you watch, but you know what? If it gets a blowout, you'll turn it. If another game comes on and gets you more attention, what's it sound like? If it's a game that you'll keep an eye on Twitter, and if it gets close, you'll turn to, what does it sound like? And finally, if you have no interest at all, what's it sound like? It all starts tonight, buddy. A couple of big ones tonight. ESPNU, a little Ivy League, 7 o'clock, Yellen Pen. Colorado State, Boise State, ESPN2, 9 o'clock tonight. Late one, come home from Tiger Rama, watch a little Air Force UNLV at 10 o'clock, CBS Sports Network.
Ooh, a little Tiger Rama tonight. Tiger Rama right there.
Okay, a little Tiger Rama, what you got for me?
There.
Give me a little Clemson, little Bowman Field, little float action for you. A little celebration of getting out seeing the floats.
Right out there as well.
Nice. While we're on it, buddy, you got any Dodgers, Milwaukee love tonight? No? Got any NBA love all weekend long? It's ESPN does.
I just broke the studio. I just broke the board trying to pull it back farther.
What does ESPN, if they had to do Biggie for NBA right now, what would it sound like?
Cover your ears, folks.
All right, you ready for Nooners tomorrow? It's not a great day in college football tomorrow. In 2 weeks, it's great weeks. The Clemson-Louisville weekend is a great weekend. Not this weekend. You ready? Noon ESPN. Mind how the mind have fallen. Auburn at Ole Miss. I'm with you, dude.
There's some reports that he's coaching for his job this weekend.
Can't really say that. But who knows?
I'm just saying. I'm just reading reports.
It's like $38 million or something.
34, I think.
What are they going to do? Get Bill Self to pay that off?
34 is a bargain there, Plower. It's a bargain.
What are they going to do? Bring Will Wade in to pay the buyout?
I'm just letting you know what I read.
ESPNU Cincinnati at Temple. Fox Sports 1 Illinois at Wisconsin. Wisconsin's garbage now, too. How about a little ESPN2, a little Maryland at Iowa? It's terrible games tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Miami, Ohio at Army.
The Army beat Navy.
You know, I looked at some West Point stuff last night. Well, what a beautiful place that is.
Yeah,
I need to go up to West Point.
You got it.
Okay, I'm ready. Here you are. Fox, noon tomorrow. Michigan and Sparty going at it. In-state rivalry, Michigan State. That's a big game, man. I'm going to watch that one tomorrow.
Ranked matchup tomorrow.
Yeah. Michigan State coming off a big win against Penn State. I like that one. Quickly, let me fly down the 12:30 Virginia Duke ACC Network. Give me a little 3:30 CBS Alabama-Tennessee. Third Saturday in October.
Is Tua playing?
Tua
playing?
Sounds like it. I think he is.
Tua?
Yeah, you interested in that one? Colorado, Washington, Fox, 3:30 tomorrow.
Ride, Ralphie, ride.
Minnesota, Nebraska, No. Penn State, Indiana, ABC,
Does Nebraska get off the schneid this weekend? Do they get a win?
Maybe. Frost delay. Get a little frosty.
Give me something to be excited right. about. Come on.
Mississippi State, LSU, 7 o'clock, ESPN.
A ranked matchup. Let's go.
Central Florida, East Carolina, 7 o'clock, ESPN 2. It's a terrible night tomorrow night. Ohio State, Purdue, ABC, 7:30. Oregon, Washington State. I watch this with 7:30 Oregon, Washington State, Fox. That's my game I'm watching tomorrow night.
Justin Herbert, future Giants quarterback.
He missed a good opportunity to be called A-Bear. Vanderbilt in Kentucky, 7:30 SEC Network. Cats on the way to Atlanta. The path to Atlanta goes to Lexington, Kentucky tomorrow.
My Kentucky Wildcats playing tomorrow. Cannot wait.
Arizona, UCLA, ESPN 2, 10:30.
No. Oh, Roy Phil put on the call for that. In the Rose Bowl, of all places.
In the Rose Bowl. Good for you. Finally, you ready?
See.
3:30 tomorrow, ESPN. Dave Dorn's bringing the laptops down. They're bringing all the towels down. Wolfie pack. They're going to do a little Wolfie signal. They're going to have the male and female cheerleader out there, Mr. and Mrs. Wolf. Can't wait for that, man. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, man. All right, short break. We'll come back. Glad to have you with us here. When we come back, we'll be joined by Josh Williams. Tiger or gets a little Vegas insider. Can't wait. We'll take a break. Come back more after this.
Hi, this is Terry Wyatt of Ag South Farm Credit.
This is Christy Ross of Ag South Mortgages.
If you need financing for land, livestock, equipment, construction, both home and farm, or everything out in the country, give me a call.
If you're purchasing or refinancing a home on land or in a subdivision, let me design a loan that fits your needs.
The team at Ag South has been servicing the upstate rural communities for nearly 100 years.
We have the experience and products to fulfill your needs.
Call us at 226-8507.
Or visit us on the web at agsouthfc.com.
An equal opportunity lender.
Hear that? That's a hammer cop. And it takes a hammer cop about 8 weeks and 10,000 twigs to build its nest. And just think, all you have to do is visit your local Blossman gas store for your warm and cozy gas logs, endless supply of hot water, gas cooktops for precision cooking, and so much more to make your nest more comfortable.
Here's the deal. Free remote control with gas logs or fireplace purchase. See store for details.
Take comfort in Blossman, wherever you live.
Twin Peaks on Woodruff Road in Greenville is your local lodge, where all sports fans are encouraged to indulge. You can enjoy wild card weekends and World Series walk-offs with a barrel-aged bourbon poured over a handmade ice ball, or one of the new classic bourbon cocktails, like the Manhattan. Or pair an ice-cold 29-degree draft beer with a made-from-scratch menu item that are rumored to be every fan's favorite. Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. It's all happening on Woodruff Road in Greenville.
Pack your bags. Frontier Airlines has arrived at GSP International Airport with nonstop flights and low fares to Denver, Las Vegas, Orlando, and Tampa. Book your trip from GSP at flyfrontier.com. Frontier Airlines. Low fares done right.
Cars cost less and travelers less at George Coleman Ford. The President's Award-winning George Coleman Ford team is offering a 2018 Ford Escape S for just $19,999. And with that, you'll never pay any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Cars do cost less and travelers less. Ford President's Award-winning and four generations doing business right. George Coleman Ford.
Plus tax and tag includes $3,750 in rebates.
Arrowhead Point Golf Club on Lake Richard B. Russell is a golfer's gym. During October, they're offering an incredible $100 foursome special Monday through Friday, which includes golf and cart fee, all on the Golf Week number 3 ranked course in Georgia. Just $100 per foursome Monday through Friday in October. See why so many love playing Arrowhead Point. Call 706-283-6000 and reserve your October foursome special at Arrowhead Point, a golfer's gym in Elberton, Georgia.
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms and conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Right now at Blanchard Machinery, get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Because we know growing your business isn't just one thing. It's a million little things. And we're ready to help. With expert advice, flexible financing, and industry-leading equipment, you can get the job done day after day. Get 0% for 60 months on new Cat equipment. Call 844-BLANCHARD or visit blanchardmachinery.com/TV. Terms and conditions apply.
Unfiled tax returns, payroll tax problems, IRS levies, liens, garnishments, audits. Call the local lawyer who looks out for you and will get the result you deserve. David Green at the Green Law Firm. Call for a free strategy session at 271-7940.
LKQ Pick Your Part. Over a million parts from hundreds of cars to choose from. Bring your own tools. Pull the parts you need and save. It's that easy. Check out our new part search feature on our website, LKQPickYourPart.com. Sign up for our PYP Garage. Download our PYP Garage app and get instant notifications on your vehicle when it comes to an LKQ Pick Your Part near you. Find the parts you need and save today at LKQ Pick Your Part. What's in your garage?
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Now stay tuned for
Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our Numbers Matter segment coming up with Josh Williams. Numbers Matter at University Cottages, universitycottages.com. Let me just quickly fly through this thing and tell you what they do. It's not $800, $900, $700, $600. This is less than $500, $495 right now with Wi-Fi included. Heck, a lot of you out there pay $500 for Wi-Fi. As soon as you're looking for a great place to live, five-month leases starting in January, getting out of yours right now. Two-bedroom, two-and-a-half bath. You're talking about granite countertops, white cabinetry, these great appliances. Appliances, everything in the dishwasher, everything you need there, flat screen TV in every single living room. It's luxury living, but it's not luxury pricing. It's our friends over at Ingalls Crossing, University Cottages, you know, pet friendly, safe on the cat bus route. Remember this, 784-3400, that number matters, 784-3400. Zach, before we get to Josh, let me tell you about a number that matters. One of our loyal listeners walks in. I have eight bands left. We're selling them for $5 a piece. He comes up with a $50 bill, and I go, how many would you like during the break? He goes, all of them. And I'm like, okay, I need to get some change. He goes, no. Just keep the change, put it in the thing right there. $50 bill right off the bat. I'm out of bands. I love it, man. That's our listeners supporting this thing, and I really appreciate it. That's awesome.
That's awesome, man.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That is awesome.
No doubt about that. And I just feel great about what we're doing here at the station. I feel great about what Priority One's doing and matching it. I just feel great of knowing that locally right here that you are helping and that our station's helping and that Dabba and Kathleen are helping and that some people's lives are changed as a result. Thank you 100 times. Thank you for everything you guys have done. More of that. All of our remotes, you'll see all that for the rest of the weekend at an NC State game tomorrow. Josh Williams joins us. A little Numbers Matter segment here, talking to some Vegas trends, some sharp money, and some ticket count. Good morning, J-Dub. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing well, man. How are you?
Couldn't be better. Let's jump into it because we've got a bunch to cover here in a short amount of time. Oklahoma TCU started at about a touchdown. It's up to about eight. Oklahoma favored in this one, 61 to 62 kind of points over under. What do I need to know about the Sooners and the Horned Frogs?
Yeah, this one has seen all Oklahoma action. They've gotten 4-1 in terms of ticket count and money. This is probably as much a play on them in a bounce back spot as it is, playing against TCU and kind of how they struggled lately. One thing to watch though with this one is, you know, when you think of Oklahoma, obviously the offense has been fantastic, especially with Lincoln Riley there. Last 2 years on the road, you know, they're 8-0 straight up, beating everybody. When you look in that, they're only 2-6 against the number. So that defense, while they're winning the game, they're not always covering. That defense is leaving the door open. Maybe some backdoor covers there. So that would be the only thing, I guess, that would caution me from saying I really don't love Oklahoma in that spot being more than a touchdown. But, you know, you got to think, you know, they had the defensive coordinator change. I don't know, maybe it's a little bit of shot in the arm initially, but it's not going to make their personnel any better, that's for sure. But, you know, really the thing for TCU is they're awful in regards to turnovers. You know, in their last five games, they've had 15, nine interceptions, six fumbles. The quarterback, Robinson, who looked so promising there, especially in the early part against Ohio State, has really been coughing the ball up. You know, TCU has a negative two turnover margin per game. That's tied for dead last in the country with UConn. So if they start coughing the ball up in this one and give Oklahoma extra possessions, that's really going to get ugly. But, I mean, you got to think Patterson's going to have them ready to go and give them an inspired performance there, because, I mean, they lose this game, they're under 500, and those bowl hopes are a little tedious. So I think they're going to have a pretty good performance there. But if they start turning that ball over like they have the last month plus, that is not a good recipe, putting that Oklahoma offense out there more and more and giving them more possessions.
Michigan, Michigan State, this has been pretty steady at 7 and at 41. This game didn't look very interesting to me until Michigan State went to Penn State last week and won. What do I need to know about an in-state rivalry game?
Yeah, that was really probably a season saver for them. Michigan's gotten basically 60-65% of the action in ticket count and money. And really, when you look at this one, the trends are bad for Michigan. In the last 10 years since their former running back, Mike Hart, had the little brother comment directed at the Spartans there, Michigan State's 8-2 straight up, 10-0 against the number 10 straight covers there. And even, you know, some of this is on Harbaugh, even goes back farther than that. Since 2006, Michigan's 0-17 on the road when they're facing the ranked team, and Michigan State snuck in those rankings there. But to me, it comes down, the weather's supposed to be bad, it's supposed to be cold, rainy, windy. You got to lean on the better defense, you think, which is definitely Michigan. You know, both of them statistically have pretty good rush defenses. Michigan is the stronger rushing offense, but I think Michigan State's rush defense kind of saw who they really were last week when they faced a strong rush offense in Penn State, went over 200 yards. So you got to like Michigan's chances in this one. Michigan State is another one that, you know, their offense isn't that good. They do turn it over twice as much. They got 10 turnovers on the year versus 5 for Michigan. So I think this is really setting up for Harbaugh and Michigan to get another monkey off their back tomorrow, and I kind of like them to cover that touchdown.
Zach Core, I always ask you, what do you learn from Josh Williams right there? And he learned a little weather report in East Lansing, Michigan tomorrow. Didn't know it's going to be all kinds of bad weather there. How about Mississippi State at LSU? LSU's wearing some funky old throwback uniforms tomorrow. Only a 6.5-point favorite here, maybe, and only 45. Maybe you're thinking like a little hangover effect for LSU. Is that why that line's as low as it is?
Yeah, I definitely think so. They've gotten the majority of the action, basically 4-1 in terms of ticket count, and about the same in money, but that one stayed pretty steady. When you think about it, you know, the last 3 weeks you've had a nail biter into the game, lost there in the swamp there at Florida. You know, the huge game last week, knocking off Georgia, and now you got a third straight ranked opponent coming to town here. So the situational edge is big time in Mississippi State's favor coming off the open date. And, you know, they had a kind of rally treats kind of game when winning against Auburn a couple weeks ago. So, you know, but watching Mississippi State, their defensive line particularly is impressive, but their offense is, I really expected a lot more out of Fitzgerald, quite frankly. It's been awful throwing the ball. And that's not a good recipe for tomorrow. So, you know, eventually, I think it helps LSU a lot that it's at night tomorrow, maybe avoiding what we thought might have been a little bit of a flat spot. But it's really hard to get up for three huge games in a row like that. So it would not surprise me at all if this is a really tight game that they kind of pull out right there at the end.
Much like Zach Orr, hangover might be a factor tomorrow. Oregon and Washington State. This one, when it opened up as Washington State, a 2.5-point favorite, game day coming, we all know about that. I thought, you know what, that might be an emotional deal there. It's going to go back. It's not. It's going the other way, and Washington State's actually a 3-point favorite against Oregon tomorrow.
Yeah, this this line's been fascinating to watch, you know, throughout the week. That opened there at 2, and then it flipped kind of early in the week to Oregon, you know, 1.5, and now it's flipped again back to, and it's even gone up since it's flipped again, so it's 3, and might even hit 3.5. So, you know, it almost makes me think someone might have been manipulating that line a little bit early in the week, but it also means that, you know, as these betting limits are kind of raised throughout the week, particularly starting Wednesday, there's bigger bets that are steaming Washington State. They're hitting that hard, and, you know, and it makes sense. I think Oregon might be walking into a hornet's nest with this one, with, you know, first-time game day being there, and you saw the crowd when the game day bus came the other day. And surprisingly, when you look at it, you know, Washington State, they've covered 8 in a row against Oregon. They've covered 8 in a row at home, and they're undefeated against the number this year coming off of open date. And they really spread the ball around. They've got 8 guys on their team that have double-digit receptions. They got 5 that have at least 24. So I think they're going to give Oregon some trouble in this one. And Oregon, you know, Cristobal is doing a good job there and kind of changing their physicality and whatnot. But they're a team that typically struggles when they are away from home. In their last 12, they're 3-9 straight up, 3-8-1 against the number. So I think this is one that, you know, those lines might have looked a little funny when it came out early in the week. But all the betting action and the big bets are definitely supporting Washington State.
I didn't realize Oregon struggled on the road as much as till I heard that. Final game, I want to get some midseason report cards here in a second, but final game to talk about, Clemson and NC State. This thing's going a roller coaster, 16-20 down to, or 17-20 down to 16.5, now back up to 17.5, maybe 18 at places. It's really been kind of a wild ride all week long.
Yeah, this one is in NC State has gotten basically 3-1 in terms of tickets. They've gotten almost 75% of the total tickets so far, but basically 60% of the money is on Clemson. The sharper side's Clemson, the bigger bets are backing Clemson. And so this is one that almost kind of think that you have some groups. You know, you watched the beginning of the week, it opened up around 17, and then it kind of went down. It even went down a full point to 16. I think you had some guys there that, some respected guys out in the desert there that put in some bets while those limits were lower, manipulated that number down under 17, which is kind of a quasi-key number. And then they really hammered Clemson with those big bets on that number when those limits were raised. And if you've watched it since Wednesday, that line's gone up from that 16, gone up 16.5, 17, 17.5. I even saw an 18 that popped up yesterday. So I think that's if you like that stuff, that's definitely one to watch there, and I think that's a good sign for Clemson. You know, this is one where, obviously, coming off the open date, Clemson's had a ton of success over the years. And, you know, this is really NC State, since that, because of that canceled game against West Virginia, this is really, really their first step up in competition. You know, Finley's going to get his yards, going to have some success against the defense. That scheme seems to lend itself to that. But I think this is a game where I think NC State may be selling out to try to stop ETN tomorrow and put this game on Trevor Lawrence. And I think he's going to be able to hit some big plays in the passing game. And, you know, as you've seen kind of in the midseason stats, but, you know, Clemson has as many explosive 50-plus yard plays this year through 6 games as they did all of last year. And this is one, if you even saw Larry Williams' little feature yesterday, that I think this is one where Justin Ross can really have a big game, putting him in the slot, attacking that nickelback, hitting in the middle of the field. And one last thing, I heard Chad comment yesterday talking about these bets back in Clemson and how that's going up. I think it's going to be a blowout. If you go back almost 25 years to 1994, there's been 8 instances happen where there's been a team that's 5-0 playing on the road, and they're a dog of 14 or more points. None of them have covered. All of them have been blowouts. So that really sets up and looking like a good case for Clemson here.
I love it, man. I love it. I'm paying attention to all that. Hey, I only have about a minute. You want to save your midweek, midseason some grades for tomorrow, or can you sneak some stuff in here quickly in the last minute or so?
I can do it right quick. It really just pertains to what we talked about before about the preseason AP and coaches poll, how you look at that and you see there's team rank. When you look at it, you're probably going to have at least one that's going to be unranked excuse me, at the end of the year. When you look at it, basically that bottom half of the top 10, you know, that 6 through 10 range, you got Washington, Miami, Auburn, Penn State, Wisconsin, all of them have losses. All of them have multiple losses, and you got two of them that are already unranked. Washington is trending toward being unranked. This is one that definitely supports that. And when you think about Auburn, this is the second time in the last 4 years that they've gone from preseason top 10 to unranked. So we'll see if that continues. The pollsters love to rank them, but with that schedule they have coming down the stretch, this is really a big game for them, even fighting for a bubble bid as it looks toward December.
I always look forward to it, man. Let's talk a little Clemson, Florida State next week. It's a good week next week, not great, but then that following week is the best week of the year, maybe on that November 3rd weekend. I always enjoy it, my buddy, my friend. I always learn a lot and can't thank you enough. Look forward to talking to you next Friday.
Sounds good. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Josh Williams, J-Dub. Interesting stuff coming out of that one. You got to pay attention a little bit. Hey, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get with Scott Reimer, 206th edition of the Tiger Pregame Show. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. When you listen to Don Munson tomorrow, he's going to sound refreshed. He's going to sound all rested. He's going to sound like he had a great night's sleep. You know, because why? Hey, he's got him an Engineer Sleep mattress now. And his daughter has an Engineer Sleep mattress now. It's really cool. We have one at my house. I wake up every morning. I click my heels. I bust the hinges off the door to get out of the house because I sleep good every single night. Because we want the Engineer Sleep. Custom design, custom made unit. Engineer Sleep, engineersleep.com. Let them build your mattress. Let them make your mattress. Let them deliver it for you here locally. And don't pay full retail. Pay the wholesale price. Let them take care of you at Engineer Sleep. The best in the business, custom designed, custom made mattress just for you at a great price right now. EngineeredSleep.com. Scott Reimer joins us on the other side of the break from Chick-fil-A of Clemson right after this.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
Help the Clemson Tigers tackle hunger by donating to the Palmetto Series Food and Funds Drive, benefiting Golden Harvest Food Bank. The Palmetto Series Drive helps feed local families struggling with hunger. For every dollar you donate, Golden Harvest can provide 3 meals to a local family in need. And you'll help Clemson University to win the coveted Palmetto Series Cup. Visit goldenharvest.org to give today. Again, that's goldenharvest.org to feed a local family in need.
R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports, located in Seneca and Clemson, is a factory-authorized dealer for easy-going Cushman vehicles. They can fully customize your easy-go cart as well. With 0% financing, now it's easier than ever to own your new easy-go or Cushman vehicle. There's plenty of game day rental packages to choose from as well, so don't miss out this season. Stop by R&R Golf Carts and Power Sports on 123 in Seneca and Clemson Boulevard in Anderson. Online at rrgolfcarts.com.
Relax, we're all in with our Founders Federal Credit Union Clemson debit card. If you bleed orange and purple and want to show your team spirit, get your Founders Clemson debit card. Visit our Clemson office to get your debit card today or call 1-800-845-1614 to order your card and have it shipped directly to you. Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Go Tigers! Founders is proud to be a sponsor of Clemson University. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Tigers.
It's a great time to buy a new car, and the best place to shop for one is Walhalla's Ford dealer, Edwards Auto Sales. In business for over 50 years, you'll find a great selection of new and certified pre-owned Fords, plus lots of local trade-ins. The Edwards family believes in customer service and was voted Oconee's best new car dealer for the fifth year in a row in 2016. For the best price, best service, and the best car buying experience, go see Edwards Auto Sales, Highway 28 in Walhalla.
Subway has teamed up with 105.5 The Roar to sell Tigers for Tatas wristbands to raise money for breast cancer awareness. During the month of October, go to participating Subways and purchase the orange and purple wristbands for $5 each. All the proceeds go to the All In Foundation. Show your support this October and visit Subway in Seneca, Wahala, Westminster, Salem, Clemson, Central, Pendleton, or Liberty. Tigers for Tatas wristbands at participating Subway restaurants in the upstate. Go Tigers!
Hey guys, have you ever thought about betting on sports? Now's the perfect time to try, and MyBookie is the perfect place. You don't even have to leave your couch. MyBookie has a reputation for one-on-one customer service, great bonuses, and fast payouts when you win. Want to turn a little cash into a lot? Try a three-team parlay. Game already started before you can get a bet down? No problem. MyBookie offers live in-game betting on every major sport. There's literally no better time to sign up for MyBookie. We've got NFL, college football, MLB playoffs, and primetime fights. Even NBA and college basketball tip off soon. Go to MyBookie today to take advantage of our limited time 100% deposit bonus before it's too late. That's right, deposit today using promo code RADIO, and we'll double your money up to $1,000. Just use promo code RADIO when you register. Check out MyBookie online today.
No deposit necessary. Terms, conditions apply. For entertainment purposes only, void where prohibited.
Northland does internet. So all of the things you like doing, Northland helps you do them online faster. You want a game online? Northland has reliable connections to keep you in the action. You want to get away? They do internet that takes you to distant worlds at a price you can afford. You want to stream, shop, and share at once? They have high-speed internet that allows everyone in your family to be online at the same time. Whatever you do, Northland keeps you connected. For a limited time, you can save big with our best offer of the year. Get Northland's fastest internet speed, up to 100 megs for only $49.99 a month. That's up to double the speed of our 50 meg internet for the same low price. Limited time offer, all rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See northland.com/offers for full details.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
Strike three, heroes.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Our friends at HALT, First Class HALT, by the way, want you to stop by and see them here. At HALT, it is Toyota. It's Honda, actually. Honda, Acura, Toyota, Lexus, and Toyota. And here's one of the things that they talk about is getting these incredible kind of service and getting them back to you now. This fantastic service. Let me read a customer review right here on the air. Fantastic service. Greg and Mark did whatever it took to get to the bottom of my issue. They also checked the entire car over all the other issues. I received a call from the owner. Thoroughly impressed by the entire experience. Highly recommended. They use only OEM parts. They have Hunter machinery, which is top of the line. You get a 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty on all FCH work. That's first-class HALT work. Free roadside assistance. You get a free shuttle back to your shop. These guys are specialists. Greg and Mark have been doing this for 25 years, and you're going to get an unbelievable experience when you go to First Class HALT. So if you need that work done on Hondas, Acuras, Lexus, Toyotas, stuff like $10 off mobile oil change right now, $7 off the mobile super oil change right now. Told you before, this $799.95 timing belt package, that's a savings of $100 right now. It's go to them online and check out. It's firstclasshalt.com, firstclasshalt.com. For our guest lines again on a Friday, our good friend Scott Reimer joins us of the Tiger Pregame Show, number 206 consecutive edition of the Tiger Pregame Show tomorrow, and a special one because we've got a little homecoming in town. Good morning, Scott Reimer. How you doing this morning?
Mickey Plyler, happy Solid Orange Friday, homecoming 2018, and feels like football outside this morning, so all is well in the world, and I guess a pretty big game tomorrow.
Yeah, we discussed that. I don't want to get into that with you here in a second about just how big of a game this is. And, you know, it's only a big game, really, if you lose it, because if you win it, you just move on for sure. But I always yield to you on this. A little nostalgia. We do First Friday in the opening games, and this is a different one, too, because it's homecoming, and I know the floats and the Tigeramas and all the homecoming queens and all everybody coming in town and everything. I know you like the stuff as well. Give us a little rundown of why homecoming is so special to you and to a lot of folks here.
Well, it's special to me because it's unique. You know, we do homecoming different and better in many respects, but certainly different than just about anybody in the country. And, you know, Bowman Field with the floats, I remember, as I'm sure you do, back in the 1970s and early 80s as a little kid walking through the floats and the memories that brings back of your parents taking you through there. And then, you know, I, as a father, which of course you will have the opportunity very soon to do as well in a few years, but as a father taking my girls over through the floats and Tigerama and all of that stuff and kind of reliving that all, you know, my childhood and the great memories I had about it, reliving that through my daughters, and then, you know, one day I'll you know, God willing, I'll be able to take the grandkids through the whole thing as well. So it's just special in that regard, you know, Tigerama is I think they say one of the top two or three most attended pep rallies in the country, and now I hear it's back in Death Valley this year, which is great, and they just need Mickey Plyler emceeing it again. But other than that, I think they've done everything really, really well with that. But the floats are the thing to me, and we're gonna tap into that tomorrow on the 206th Tiger pregame show. We have Abby, the intern, who's done a great job for us. She's a freshman over at Clemson, and so she's gonna get over there bright and early. We're gonna get her up out of bed early, get a lot of photos for us, and maybe some video, and we'll bring that back, and she'll bring it back to the Tiger pregame show, and Kelly and I will kind of surf through the photos to try to give our predictions of which ones are the best floats. And, you know, they got all these categories like movement ones and non-movement ones and all that stuff. So we'll figure all that out, and we'll have that as a part of the pregame show. And then, of course, it's homecoming, so a lot of people come into town that don't normally do it. And we got, I think, a good game time at 3:30. It's not too early, not too late. I think the weather's going to turn out just fine. So it's setting up to be just a picture-perfect Chamber of Commerce homecoming 2018 this weekend. And looking forward to it.
In the past, Scott, talk about just how big of a game this is. I made this argument. Feel free to disagree. In 2015, Notre Dame came in here, ranked sixth in the country, and Clemson was a two-point favorite. We've had games like the following year at home, Louisville was a number three in the country and a two-point favorite here at Clemson. We've had, you know, last year Auburn came in here, ranked 13th in the country. Clemson's only a five-point favorite in that one. Because of this schedule not being a great home schedule, are we trying to make this a big game? Clemson's a 17, almost 18-point favorite now, and it's just the NC State's not in the top 10 or 15 in the country right now. Are we kind of like begging for a big game, or is NC State really going to be great, and this is going to be a great team to face tomorrow?
Well, I'm going to put it to you. I'm going to hedge that for you. I'm going to cut you in half. I agree and disagree to some degree. So the part I agree with you on is the schedule piece. You know, it just was what it was. This year's schedule just, you know, and if the Gamecocks don't get their act together, even though it's the rivalry game, that's going to be a 20-plus point spread probably. I mean, you know, I mean, I don't know, but at the rate they're going now. So, you know, by default, you know, and I looked at the schedule at the beginning of the year and I thought, you know, this probably is the biggest game even before the season started. And then, of course, NC State's undefeated and they get a little asterisk beside that because of the West Virginia game being hurricaned out or whatever. And I think we would have known a lot more about NC State had they played that game. Whether they won or lost the game, I think we would have learned more about what NC State is. So I'm agreeing with that half of it, Mick, in the sense that this on paper, and let's not even say it's on paper. I think probably this may be the lowest spread at home that Clemson has the rest of the whole year. So yeah, we're manufacturing a big game because it is relative to what we play. And that's also a product, Mick. I think when you become a top one or two or three team in the country year in and year out, you're going to have less games where, you know, you're really worried about whether you're going to win or lose. You know, I mean, I hate to put it that way. I didn't think we were, I wasn't worried about Syracuse. I got a lot more worried as the game went on. But going into the game, I wasn't worried about it. And that's the product of being the number one or two or three team in the country. You just don't get these David versus Goliath, we're the underdog and we're at home and we're going to come in all fired up kind of games. You just don't get them. Now, the part I disagree with you with a little bit is that regardless of what NC State is or isn't, this is the Atlantic Division Championship. I mean, this is the de facto game. Now, I think Clemson could somehow sneak back into this thing if NC State were to win tomorrow. But NC State is done if Clemson wins tomorrow. So this is for the Atlantic Division. I know we won't wear the orange pants because we can't officially wrap it up tomorrow, but it is for the division title in essence. And so to me, that makes it a big game because the number one goal is winning an ACC championship, and you can't do that unless you win the Atlantic, and Clemson can in essence do that tomorrow by beating NC State.
You got me fired up. I'll let you tell us about the Tiger pregame show coming up in at the end of the segment, what time and where and what all is on tap for that. Scott, tell me about NC State, though. I was really looking forward to the West Virginia game because it had been a really good barometer for them because they didn't play that game because of the hurricane. I've never gone to an NC State-Clemson game feeling like I know less about NC State.
Yeah, they're an anomaly, a total anomaly, Mick. I think they're, you know, Ryan Finley had a lot of respect for him. I think he's the best quarterback Clemson will play this year. Now, I don't know what that says about the schedule, but at least until December 29th, if Clemson's fortunate enough to make it in the playoffs. So he is the best quarterback that Clemson will play. And if there is a way to beat Clemson, it's with great quarterback play and smart quarterback play and to take advantage of the relative weakness that is the Clemson secondary, which is the relative weakness. Now, there's a lot of teams that would love to have Clemson's players in the secondary, but for Clemson and looking at that defense, it's a first-world problem. But the problem is, you know, relatively speaking, the secondary. So I think the game matches up well for NC State on that side of the ball because their strength exploits Clemson's weakness. So that's why I think you have to kind of be on edge about this. I don't know what NC State is defensively. Last year, they were very good up front, and we still went up and down the field on them. They claim to be better defensively. I don't know how that's possible, and I think statistically it may say that, but I think that's a product of the poor schedule they've played. I think NC State is not as good defensively, and they weren't great last year. So to me, that's a huge advantage on that side of the ball for Clemson.
All right, give me a key for the Tigers tomorrow. Give me a key on the east side of the ball.
Well, I think you got it. In fact, you kind of stole my thunder. I was listening to you a little bit earlier. I agree with you totally on the Finley thing. I think you got to make him a little bit uncomfortable. He can't get back there and pitch and throw it, catch it. You know, they can't play pitch and catch all day on Clemson. You got to bat some balls down. You got to hit him a couple of times. I don't think NC State's going to be able to run the ball very much tomorrow. If they can, that poses a problem as well on that side of the ball. But I think this game will have to be won. If it's NC State winning, it'll have to be a Herculean effort by Ryan Finley on that side of the ball. Defense, when Clemson has the ball, I think Clemson has to be patient. There's all these big plays, and we're getting all these zingers, and everybody's all fired up with 50-yard touchdown runs and passes and all this stuff, and I don't know that that's going to be the case tomorrow. So I think you got to, from a coaching staff, be patient picking up first downs because I think NC State will try to make Clemson nickel and dime their way down the field, and that's what I would do if I was playing Clemson too, so I think that's a smart strategy on their part.
The 206th edition of the Tiger pregame show, 206th consecutive edition of the Tiger pregame show is tomorrow. Scotty, what time? Where can they find you? What's on tap tomorrow?
Thankfully, not 6 a.m. tomorrow, Mick. We get a 9:30 start time, 9:30 to 12:30 from Swamp Pavilion Lawn at Little John. We'll have all the homecoming information. Come on by and see us. We've got the Tigers for Tata's bracelets that we'll be selling as well. And, of course, getting you ready for the big game tomorrow, 3:30 kickoff inside Death Valley. Hopefully, everybody will tune in also via WCCP 105.5. And number 206 will be a great one. And hopefully we'll take a step towards the Atlantic Division Championship tomorrow, Mick.
No doubt about that. Looking forward to visiting with you next week from Tallahassee. Can't wait, buddy. Have a great weekend, a homecoming weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, my friend. Take care.
That is Scott Reimer of the Tiger Pregame Show. Hey, Katichi, I'm on their website right now. They have all kinds of things going on. I didn't realize this till today, but Garrett Richardson, a really good recording artist, he's going to be down there in Katichi tonight from 8 till 10. Boy, imagine that good weather out on a porch outside maybe and nice little sounds, have a nice little concert out there tonight. That's what you do when you have a golf course like this, a resort like this, a nice getaway like this, all the weddings, all the happenings out there. Get away, play some great fall golf. Do it at Katichi. Do the spa stuff. Get the great food at the Waterfall Grill. Get in touch with them. It's Katichi, CATEECHEE.com. Head down tonight. You have a good time down there tonight as far as that goes. We'll come back hour three right after this.
Another hour of great sports talk from the Priority One Security Studios. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville. 105.5, The Roar.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. They're special. Get double ground hardwood mulch for $1 off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch. Go Tigers!
Score a touchdown with Founders Credit Union. With convenient electronic services like Founders App and Mobile Deposit, Founders Online and online applications, you can spend more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers and less time worrying about your finances. For product information, visit FoundersFCU.com. Not a Founders member? Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union.